Fishery managers and stakeholders across the state are expressing concern about the lackluster king salmon runs this year in Alaska, but the third largest king run in the state appears healthy. KDLG's Mike Mason explains.
The king salmon run to the Nooshiegak River in Bristol Bay is the largest king run in the bay and the third largest king run in the state. The escapement goal is 75,000 kings, and this year actual escapement was counted at 107,000 fish. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game normally produces an actual king salmon forecast, but for the past couple of years, they've foregone an actual forecast and opted for a commercial harvest projection. Greg Buck is the Fish and Game Assistant Area Research Biologist.
We think last year was a pretty strong run. I think everybody knows that. And I think we're kind of on track for probably a little bit more of the same. I think I'm comfortable saying that much. We had a very strong age 1-3 component return this year, and so I would expect a similar age 1-4 return next year.
Buck confirms the run forecast model has not performed well in recent years, which has resulted in the decision to not put out an actual forecast. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is in the midst of a 3-year project to gather additional information that should help clarify the migratory patterns of kings in the Nooshiegak River and provide additional data that can be incorporated into the run forecast models. Buck says the results of the acoustic tagging project are not yet known.
A lot of that data hasn't been analyzed yet. We've got one more year of the project, so it will be a while before some of that is analyzed. But as of now, the project is working as advertised. We put in as many tags as we wanted to, and at least in 2011, we got good amount of data out of those tags. 2012, we haven't analyzed yet, but we put out as much tags, as many tags as we wanted, and it looked like all the equipment operated.
Buck says about 400 tags were deployed on kings over the last couple of years, and the project will continue again in 2013. The anticipated commercial harvest of Nooshiegak River kings next year is 45,000 fish, and it's anticipated that most, if not all, of those kings will be caught incidentally in the commercial fishery targeting sockeye. It's unknown if there will be any directed commercial openings targeting king salmon next year. There were no such openings this year, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has been cautious in recent years in allowing a commercial fishery specifically targeting the kings bound for the Nooshiegak River. Last year, just 11.4 thousand kings were harvested in the Nooshiegak District, which is the lowest number in the last 10 years. The largest commercial harvest was over 96,000 kings back in 2004. In the narrative of the 2013 Nooshiegak River Chinook salmon harvest projection, the authors note that even with the difficulties in assessing and forecasting the total run, they believe the 2013 run will be large enough to meet the in-river goal and provide for commercial sport and subsistence harvest opportunities. You can find the harvest projection on the ADF&G Bristol Bay website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.